Christians after the Passover was initiated and instituted there in Egypt, its meaning, its true meaning, remained hidden. There were hints of it along the way. You remember what Abraham said to Isaac when they were on the mountain and God had told him to take his son and to offer him as a sacrifice. And the boy looked at his dad and he said, "Behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering?" And Abraham said, "God will provide for himself the lamb for the burnt offering, my son." We come now to Luke chapter 22, verse 7 through 20, and Jesus reveals himself as the Passover lamb that must be slain. "Then came the day of the unleavened bread on which the Passover lamb had to be sacrificed. Jesus sent Peter and John, saying, 'Go and make preparations for us to eat the Passover.' 'Where do you want us to prepare for it?' they asked. He replied, 'As you enter the city, a man carrying a jar of water will meet you. Follow him to the house that he enters. And say to the owner of the house, "The teacher asks, where is the guest room where I may eat the Passover with my disciples? He will show you a large upper room, all furnished. Make preparations there.' They left and found things just as Jesus had told them, so they prepared the Passover. When the hour came, Jesus and his apostles reclined at the table, and he said to them, 'I have eagerly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I tell you, I'll not eat it again until it finds fulfillment in the kingdom of God.' After taking the cup, he gave thanks and said, 'Take this and divide it among you. For I tell you, I'll not drink again of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes.' And he took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to them, saying, 'This is my body, given for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same way, after the supper, he took the cup, saying, 'This cup is a new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you.' This becomes, then, the basis for the Lord's Supper. And he said, 'I'll not eat or drink of this with you until I do so when it is fulfilled in the kingdom.'" And folks, it has been fulfilled in the kingdom. And we commemorate the Lord's death by partaking of the Lord's Supper, not just once a year, not just once a month, but once a week, as they did in the first century. And we have now, we realize the fulfillment of the true purposes behind the original Passover celebration, that God has sent his Lamb into the world to be sacrificed. You remember what John the Baptist said when he was in the wilderness baptizing and Jesus approached as he was baptizing his disciples? He said, "Behold, God's Lamb that takes away the sins of the world." Let's sing.